Welcome to Monday Matinee on the Mutual Audio Network, hosted by Pete Lutz.
The following audio drama is rated R and is recommended restricted for anyone under the age of 17.
Hi there, and welcome to Sonic Society Season 12, Episode 507. I'm your host this evening, Jack Ward. David Alt is off with the No Sleep Podcast live tonight, performing at the Largo Theater in Los Angeles. Get your tickets, if they're still available, to see the No Sleep Podcast live show at the Oakland Metro Opera House on March 9th. And take a look at sonicsociety.org for the show notes to see the up-and-coming dates, as there's only 1 week left in live stage play. And speaking of stage plays, now's the time to consider Sonic Summerstock 2017. Are you a producer of an audio drama company? Every summer, we like to take a classic radio drama script and have our favorite modern audio theater groups bring those OTR shows to life. Please, by all means, contact us at sonicsociety@gmail.com for more information. Tonight, our feature completes Gary Morgenstern's R-rated comic science fiction tale, Mad Mel and the Meridians. And it all happens right here on the Sonic Society.
Mad Mel and the Meridians. In our last episode, the carbon-based life form known as the Great Melvin Worthington, armed with the secret Meridian religious text, the Bewailment, has blossomed into a prophetic figure whose words light the future. But his fame clashes with his woman Anita's loyalty, threatening their relationship. While Flem, secret emissary of the Meridian Imperial Chancellor Larence, begins doubting the true nature of his mission.
Distance to meet you, Mr. Worthington.
I understand your needs, my son, but you cannot simply walk into a holy place uninvited.
Is that not your earth definition of a holy place?
Master, my conduit throbs!
A longer brush this time, Tiny Raccoon.
I will fetch the attachment.
No. I will handle Joan. Make a proper appointment for this gentleman, Tiny Raccoon. It's all in the wrists.
My brow radiates with your unexpected presence, glorious one.
No need to whisper. They cannot hear.
Your beautiful Nava gown turns my tongue to stone.
And the rest of your body will soon follow. You gave a human the holiest book.
So he thinks! But it is a false bewailment, my handsome quasi-deity.
False?
Yes. And his female companion will reveal it.
Why? Has he failed to brush your conduits?
No, because she despises me as if I were a Danubian three-pronged sand slime who has crawled into her alluring sexual cavity. But here is the brilliant part.
I am waiting.
Once Anita has proven that the bewailment is false, she will blame me. But I will disseminate that very proof over the primitive communications portal called Twitter before the entire planet, Great Melvin, will be revealed as a deceitful fake. No human will ever believe anything he writes again.
Cleverly conceived.
Thank you, my galaxy of light. More importantly, by providing only falsehoods, I have obeyed our beloved laws.
A true citizen of Meridia. However...
However is not a word I enjoy hearing from one whose anus could bear alaberries.
A decision has been reached. Worthington must be condoled.
But why? He is harmless.
He knows too much.
From the traitor?
There was no traitor, Eyelash of Goat.
Then where did all those ancient texts come from?
Meridia.
Meridia? But what of our sacred policy of non-interference?
Clearly, this occurred before our ancestors adopted such a law.
The law, if I may point out without being beaten, prohibits canoodling of aliens.
Waived?
I'm sorry I missed the public hearing on such a waiver, as prescribed by our cherished laws.
Then state issues are involved. The council proceeds in secret.
That still violates the charter of the charitable requiring a reading.
Silence! I do not need a lecture on Meridian civics.
Well, perhaps you do, my lord.
You will pollute over Worthington and the female. If not, I will canoodle all of you!
Cimmerix Scrotum!
What are you babbling about? Puerco breath.
Chancellor Larynx, High Priest Donald of the Bewailment has arrived.
Hooray, another Republican!
Ignorant Terran, he's from Meridia. Oh, clearly you've never been canoodled.
Oh, pig face. I canoodle every way possible.
Oh, human idiot. He's ordered me to canoodle you and living Anamic Master Melvin. Unlike archiving, where you go poof, yet your essentials are preserved for the common good, unless you're a stupid human because you have nothing worth archiving!
Oh, hail to the no! Should I return these new shoes to Barney's? Unless you want them.
They don't go with my chiffon skirt. But I will never live to wear them unless I do his bidding. Listen to me. I am a real-life Meridian.
Just refill your prescription and this will all go away.
I cannot. Terra's out of network. You give me no choice.
Don't you wiggle your fingers at me. What was that?
Meridian safe sex.
Sheep stun.
Believe me now.
Okay, maybe. What do you want?
I'm not certain anymore.
While you were thinking, could you do that trick again? I'll lie on my back this time.
No. First, we must stop Larynx. But how?
I don't know. Use one of your alien weapons.
If only your brains were as pronounced as your memories. I am a hairless Bakarian spider compared to Larynx.
What about the Bewailment?
Right. Well, it's a fake.
Ay, no puede ser. I knew it. I'll boil your peanuts if you tell Mel. This'll break his heart. He finally thinks he's a real scholar.
Let me probe my vessels.
Do all Meridians think out loud?
Hello, dear. Back so soon.
I missed you.
Understandable. Flemmy, we have lots of work. Flemmy, what's wrong with you?
Eric Scrotum, of course. Master, you must enter the Ha Huna Pa.
I already walk in Ha Huna Po.
No, that's Po, not Pa. You must be a master of the Pa.
Where is that written in the bewailment?
Volume 2.
There is a second book?
Yes.
Which I did not know about?
It was forbidden until you proved yourself.
I, the great Melvin Worthington, prove myself?
I live to prove myself for my master, whose brush reaches so deeply into my conduits.
Mel, dear Weehaw.
The tiny raccoon, will you please wait in the other room? You may use all my brushes. So, Flem Flem, you had the audacity to test me?
Forgive me, Master, but no human has ever entered the Ha Huna Pa.
Indeed, Simeric himself will be smiling. I will absorb the book.
Unfortunately, that would take years.
So, I'm immortal.
Can the whole world wait for your genius, Master?
Probably not.
That is why you must undertake the Fezbollah, the pathway
to
the
Ha Huna Pa.
Correct, and quickly.
Yes, but first...
Now what?
I must calibrate my meridian and human blood cells.
We ain't got all day, Mel!
The joining of my ancestry is complete. Now, which robe should I wear?
Does it fucking matter?
For the common pie, I wear brown. For the Kalim of Air, I wear black.
The white robe is perfect.
Master, I'm clogged!
Brush sideways, tiny raccoon.
Mel!
I'm considering my shatruk.
What does it say, mi amor?
Very pleased.
What a relief. Eyes closed. Kiss my brow, beloved Simeric. Spin us in your broad embrace. Give us all you want to know. We are fools in this show. We are ready to begin.
Ay, Dios mío. That wasn't it?
Oh, that was just the Fezbollah.
Oh, it's getting dark. I can't see.
Mel. Oh, no. Ay, Dios mío, yo de nosotros. Mel, is he okay?
Yes.
You sure?
Oh, yes. Very dead.
What? Kekenyo, oh my God!
Kaput, fini, au revoir, muerto.
Oh, no, you killed my Mel? Madre de Dios, you killed my Mel! I gonna kill you, my God! Ay, oh, mio!
Your wish has been fulfilled, one whose toenails can flavor soup.
I thought you would attempt deception.
I am forever loyal to my people. Now that the canoodling is done, you can return home while I clean this up.
What method will you use?
Oh, the usual?
Immolation would be neatest. Dicing would take too long. They are a liquidy species.
Ah, all my problem. Now, just let me point you to the nearest wormhole and...
I will observe.
Observe?
The disposition of the body.
If I dare remind you, tomorrow is the opening of the Oxenball League, and you always enjoy throwing out the first internal organ.
Sometimes tradition must be broken. Proceed.
I do not have the tools.
Here are human lighting sticks. Immolate!
They have devices called smoke alarms.
No more.
You die, pink face. What the? Who the fuck are you?
Nita Espinosa, may I present Larynx, the Imperial Chancellor of Moravia, High Priest Donald of the Bewailment.
You die too, E.T.
I think not.
Ay, caramba, coño! Ay, you nearly melted my fingers!
This is such an amusing planet. Finish her off, Flem. I must catch a matinee before I leave. I wonder if the Fantastics is still playing.
What does he mean, finish me off?
What do you think he meant, Puerco Face?
Ay, Dios mío!
Where am I?
Oh, you're alive! Ay, qué bueno, you're alive!
Of course he's alive.
You backstabbing bastard!
Get off of him, Mel! Mel, get off of him! Get off of him, Mel! Flem, save it, your life!
You
save it, your life!
You poisoned me!
Yes, so the Imperial Chancellor Du would think you were dead.
Imperial Chancellor? Have you been reading our idiotic books?
Master, somehow your work threatened Moradia. I was sent to dissuade you from writing further chronicles.
But everything we wrote is true, honey.
Oh, no, your books are complete nonsense, but we Moradians are real.
He's Mr. Spock!
Have you lost your mind, Anita?
Show him, Flem.
What?
You know, the trick!
Trick?
I Bobby O'Meal!
Oh, no, I cannot. It's forbidden to use, but I could not help myself so near to your astonishing memories.
What a performance. Except a real Moradian would be repulsed touching a human female.
Not necessarily.
You would retch at the thought of a pink nipple.
Pink?
And discharge spittle upon her sea cup.
Sea cup?
Double D's, baby. But perhaps my breastises inflame his manhood as they once inflamed yours?
Like this worm I befriended, trusted as I trusted you?
I've done nothing wrong.
Yet.
Yes, yet. Unless you don't want me anymore.
Want you for what? To betray me, cheapen my work, bore me with your endless drivel?
You cruel, self-absorbed bastard! Malcriado, coño!
I am for not telling you the truth. I haven't wanted you for a very long time. I'm delighted you found love, interspecies or otherwise. Now go.
Mel.
Get out.
Mel, please.
Leave,
no,
I say.
No, I can't. Oh, my God. Mel. Yeah, Mel.
Goodbye, my darling. How much time before Larynx returns?
He could be a little erratic. Best if we depart now.
We require weapons.
Weapons? Why?
To fight Larynx.
Great, Melvin. That is a very bad idea.
Then run, blasted. I don't need any cowards. I'll handle Larynx.
No, please, reconsider.
Go, go, go. I'll wear the brown robe.
I will FedEx back the clothes. Perhaps I will keep the chiffon skirt.
He is right. I am a coward. A sniveling, plebeian worm who abandons the only carbon-based life form who has ever stepped on my pleasure bubbles.
I will not leave you, Great Melvin. I will not.
I'm very glad to hear that. Thank you, my friend.
Friend? Melvin?
It is still Great Melvin to you. Now, let's roll up our sleeves and blouses. Can the bewailment help?
It is rubbish.
Everything's a lie, isn't it?
Not about the canoodling right around the corner.
Then give me some rice from the real bewailment.
Heresy! You're not a Moradian!
I am 42.3% blood. My brain is...
No, please, please, remember that it does not matter. It is forbidden. F-O-R-bidden.
Do you want to be canoodled?
Well, then I will. I don't think it will be much fun. I'm told it involves searing pain, much crying, but our cherished laws must be obeyed.
Like you followed them with Anita?
That was different.
Obviously.
So you die for an idea?
Just like you, Mel.
I need a drink.
Why not? Hey, not bad.
I call it Meridian Mai Tai. Now, what about some ideas?
Yes, sorry. Let me just refresh my drink. Well, there is the... Mwah. No, I cannot. My grandpa's zarp will curse me and...
Not if you're canoodled.
I once snuck into a Donald ceremony. My female interdictee was catering. Larynx was in charge.
Perfect. Turn the tables upon the Danubian three-pronged sand slime. What does the Mwah do?
I do not know. Only the priest that touched Larynx went...
Does that mean poof?
Does poof mean someone turning into sand?
Pretty much.
Then yes.
Well, show me.
I am not sure of the words, and you and I might go by the poof.
We're going poof anyway.
Oh, canoodling is not poofing. In canoodling, see, when it's...
Flemmy.
Okay. Close your eyes. Good. Bend slightly at the knees. Yes. Head up.
Yes.
Shoulders, hips in alignment.
I am at oneness.
Splendid. Now, repeat after me. Essen bin Rabin.
Essen bin Rabin.
Keli la dida.
Keli la dida.
Bozo uni.
Iki fefir.
No. Bozo uni.
Arika shul sam kapot trek manu. Lichi zoro, lichi zem, lichi zai gesund. Of course, just as I predicted.
Lichi nuts?
Next on Mad Mel and the Meridians. Can the great Melvin and Flem thwart the evil Donald's plans to conquer Earth? Or will they be canoodled? Coming soon to a galactic radio station near you. In our last episode, the evil Meridian Imperial Chancellor Larynx has vowed to drag Earth into the Meridian Galactic Empire with his own perfectly manicured hands. Now, only one carbon-based life form, Melvin Worthington, stands between humanity and slavery. If he has truly mastered the Ha-Hanapa.
You still live, Melvin Worthington.
Welcome back, Chancellor.
You emote insincerity, human.
It's called politeness.
Such a wit. If you were Meridian, our subcutaneous files would archive your internals for my amusement.
Think where we'd be without your shining intercession 30,000 years ago.
Plebeian worms. At best. Still.
Not one of your success stories.
Deficians. Now that's a species. Took right to guidance. Rulers of three star systems.
The Fijians? But our chronicles say they were already advanced when we first encountered them.
Childlike, isn't he?
The innocence of faith.
Well, what other civilizations have we interfered with, Chancellor?
You mean elevated in our image?
Conquered? Yes, conquered. All our history books are false. Our society, ethics, empty.
If you are not quiet, you will go first.
I do not care anymore. I'm ashamed to be a Meridian.
I have a special canoodling in the mind for you, Titor. But I will start with the Terran.
Shame my human files can't be archived.
Oh, yes. The loss is profound.
The lost rite of Lavinian might have interested someone.
What did you just say?
Will there be much blood? Anita's awful with a mop.
Do not be quiet.
Humans require oxygen to speak.
Also scotch. Chancellor, can I interest you in some 21-year-old single malt?
Thank you. No. It is not compatible with our systems.
Another lie!
I'm delighted you're familiar with the Lavinian.
As a myth.
Oh no. Quite true, actually. Remember the story of Yod the Brave? Shipwrecked among the Sumerians. As he roasted alive in the village of Lavinia, the humans chanted, wing thigh, our great god Simeric bestows upon him the power to control minds. Yod convinces the tribe they are Sloshian turtles and escapes. Sans several toes, he wanders the desert on a yak, recording these astonishing secrets of the Lavinian, the voice of Simeric in his ear, a flask of yak urine in his hand.
If you had the Holy Scripture, you would already have profited by it.
The Lavinian was thought lost until Flem found it.
Who?
As you well know, Chancellor, our Meridian ancestors built underwater bases across Earth.
Yes. Yes. Our policy for dealing with inferior species.
Among them was Staten Island.
So the Song of Staten says.
Buried beneath the sacred S-52 bus stop, the Holy Scripture was again touched by Meridian sweat valves.
Who wants more scotch?
How could such a fool find such a treasure?
MapQuest?
I imagine you were able to understand the Lavinian, Melvin Worthington.
A fair amount.
Amuse me with your scholarship, Terran.
I learned that primal mind bending is quite a handy little device.
Is it?
Useful on an individual, a people, an entire planet, solar systems, unlimited power.
Give it to me.
Be delighted. If I could only remember where I put it. Flemmy, did I leave the Lavinian on the F train or was it the number 3?
Master, the Chancellor does not have a big sense of humor.
You have held the Livinian tighter?
Only for a moment, sire.
Long enough to retain the essence?
Not really. I put it in a Whole Foods shopping bag and gave it to Mel.
Whose human internals cannot be archived. Unlike yours.
Seems your best option, Chancellor.
Look, hey!
Unless that causes a Hark Vashem.
What do you know of the Hark Vashem?
Listen to him. He knows.
Look at this pathetic creature. An archiving would precipitate Hark Vashem, destroying him and the Livinian. Poof!
Exactly.
Perhaps. What do you think of that Malekian mind school?
Mm-hmm. I do not like...
A double mastery would be safer.
That's one vote for safest. Do I hear two?
What's it matter? Flem is going to die anyway.
Precisely.
Hey!
Let me know if I can assist.
Today, married, needs the help of the room. Speck, spish, akadi, I. Speck, spish, akadi, I. Speck, spish, akadi, I. Speck, spish, akadi, I. My glory is better than he is. Simrock, he likes. Undo the locks.
Undo the locks, hey.
Steal yourself, human.
Should he be turning blue, or is that purple?
Curse your damn gravity. Assist me, infidel.
And in return?
I will make your canoodling painless.
Oh, no, you have to do better than that.
I will spare the female.
And Flem?
No. He is a traitor.
Everyone betrays something.
Fine. Now help me. Speck, speck, akadi, I.
Speck, speck, akadi,
I. Speck, speck, akadi, I. Speck, speck, akadi, I.
I think I lost a tooth.
I told you he'd cough it up. Here's a dish towel.
What is this book?
Oh, the Livinian.
I do not like your game, human. This is written in a terrible tongue.
If anyone cares, I'm a little nauseous here.
Actually, it's ancient Meridian, as our Latin is to our English.
Translate. Or you die.
You do have a curious negotiating style.
Under you a death wish?
Perhaps. I saw much when I was beneath the canopy of the Moir.
You told him of the Moir. You traitorous Colluvian dog.
It was the Scotch talking.
Of all the rubbish I ever wrote, I finally stumbled upon one truth, didn't I, Chancellor?
You dare profess understanding.
Classic Meridian galactic policy. Breed among the native species, place them in positions of influence, and wait for the right moment. So when my new book came out last year, the council panicked. You feared I had learnt your secret plans for Invasion 2025.
Steal yourself, human.
You worried I uncovered my traitorous Meridian cousins in the Earth Vanguard, working hand in hand with you.
Silence!
If my book were believed, aroused humanity would thwart your designs. Sending this mindless puppet...
Hey!
...was an excuse for you to personally supervise these vile imperialist designs.
Okay! Pretty good. For a human.
Thank you.
Author! Author!
You
creatures are so dramatic. We are merely correcting the corruption of our teachings. If obeyed, we will usher in a new era and take you to the stars.
As slaves.
Fool. You are already slaves to your own greed and hatred. This way, you will survive. Flourish. As did the other worlds we conquered to save.
Oh, I have been used like a bar of Ophelian skate soap!
My friend, governments deceive their people in every star system.
So eloquent. Thank you for the book. I will have your loyal cousins, Mar of Bill, and Maddo of Rachel, translate.
Bill Maw and Rachel Maddow? That explains a great deal. No matter. We will fight them too.
Will you also fight Cooper of Anderson? Hannity of Sean? Colbert of Stephen? Fine. Corbear.
Yes, we will. By Simeric Scrotum, the invasion will be stopped. Led, of course, by the great Melvin.
I?
Well, who else?
Indeed. Fitting that only I stand between freedom and slavery.
And you will be a great historical figure like your Lincoln of Abraham or your Roosevelt of Franklin.
They both died in office.
Then
I will confront death.
Yes.
Sneer at fear.
Sneer and snicker.
Snicker and sneer.
Guffaw if need be.
Whatever needs to be done. But first... Let us drink to the revolution.
And scotch.
And freedom.
And more scotch.
Are you ready to be canoodled?
Not really.
Now that I have the power of the Lifinian, no one can stop me. I will crush all opposition. The Milky Way galaxy will bow before me. Like
Kibachi and Daki, sire.
Exactly. Thank you.
I lost my fucking keys, I don't mean
it. It is over, human.
Let me in, retard.
Flemmy, help. Help me.
Master, stop losing! Oh, Simric, Grandma, stop! Someone guide me, please! I have it! Thank you, Glenfiddich! Screw you, crazy lady!
Get what?
Ring the bell all day! Ring the bell as loud as you want! You're not coming in! No matter how loud, you ring the bell! You ugly and Giuseppian horse! Yes!
He's gone! Larence is gone!
Master! Are you all right?
Yes, but let her in before my head explodes.
Ay, Dios mío, estoy perdiendo mi paciencia. Are you both fucking deaf?
That may be little now.
What happened, Flynn?
Your bell sounds like the dread cling. We cannot take the noise. The pitch affects our delinium inner ear cavities, which are connected to the parallel dual-spliced nervous systems, which cause
enough, enough, enough! Es bastante, Dios mío, basta!
Why didn't it affect you?
I have been inoculated by that wonder elixir, scotch.
Oh.
So, the Imperial Chancellor dude is gone?
Back home to begin his cool reign as the Donald. The name sends shivers up my multi-twined spine.
It will be a short-lived rule.
But he has the Lavinian.
Do you recall discovering the book in Staten Island?
No, I thought that was the Scotch talking.
I implanted our own Lavinian book.
5 steps to safer shapeshifting?
Teleportation tips, how to self-reproduce, etc., etc.
All false.
As always.
What happens when he uses it? time for another scotch.
Premature, Flemmy. Sadly, tyranny has many friends.
How many?
Lots. Others on the Imperial Council must be involved in the invasion plans.
What invasion?
I'll fill you in on the impending destruction of humanity later, darling.
Then I shall return home and lead the revolution.
Larynx's allies would arrest you the moment you come through the wormhole, or worse.
I will go. I no longer fear the worst. Much.
No, Flemmy, it can't be you.
What are you saying, Mel?
I will voyage to the land of my forefathers.
Madre de Dios, dame paciencia. That's insane. Papi, por favor.
Isn't all heroism?
I won't let you. I know. No puedo hacer. No puedo hacer eso. I'll strap myself to the hood of the spaceship.
A futile sacrifice. You would instantly disintegrate.
But you'd be riddled with guilt over my incinerated breastises.
No.
Darling, I've been a fraud for so long. Now I have a chance to truly do something worthy.
Saving the world?
Yes.
In a journey across the galaxy. Ay, Dios mío. How do you know if it's even safe, honey?
Well, our vessels have a 99.44% safety record.
For Moradians. Has a human ever ridden in one?
Well, no. Not alive, but don't worry. He will sleep most of the way. We play relaxing music. The Bastopian Chamber Society.
My life on a star?
What else?
We will crush and kill. Yes, we will. Green and purple and blue bloods all. We are Meridians and we stand
tall. What about me? Hello? What about me?
You and Flem must hunt down my treasonous cousins, Squeeze Wolf Blitzer, and he'll sing like a canary.
I don't mean that. I mean us. I love you, Melly.
Of course you do.
Say it. Say it, you bastard, who I'll never see again.
I shall return on the next star freight.
Say it! Coño!
I love you too, Anita. Well, Flemmy, how does one go about blasting off into space?
The portal is just under your bed.
Oh, like a chamber pot. Farewell, Earth! Oh, my! Here I go!
Well, he should arrive in the Meridian Quadrant in 16.7 Earth years.
I'll be decrepit by then.
No, never.
Shut up, puerco face.
Okay. He does love you very much.
No, he doesn't. He just said that because I did.
As is the duplicitous sentimentality of your species, Master manipulated you into leaving before Larynx returned to save your life.
Really?
Well, I do not lie unless ordered to by my superiors.
Oi, now I feel worse. What do I have left without my Melly Mel? Oi, oh me.
Well, hunting down traitors like the Matthews of Chris.
You really think we can stop MSNBC?
M as in?
Moradia. Oh, I have nothing, nothing to live for. Oi.
You have me.
A green-blooded alien. Ah!
Oh, everyone is alien to someone.
That's for sure.
And my blood is squash-colored, thank you. In spring, my thighs turn carrot-like.
Wonderful. Wonderful! Stuck with a tortoise salad, coño!
Who can, lest you forget, do wonderful tricks.
No, no more. No matter how amazing, no more!
Anita, I adore your mammary glands.
But you find my human female species repugnant.
Quite, but not. But not when I have scotch.
Oh, So you have to get drunk to touch me, huh?
Of course.
And you think that's flattering?
What does that matter as long as the result is positive? Look how the elixir swells my genitalia.
Diablo! Mira eso! Oh! Flemmy! Flemmy, I must introduce you to my margaritas! Ay, oh my god!
Stand back, lass. I don't know how big it gets.
Mad Mel and the Meridians.
And that's this week's show. Make sure you return next week for another premiere event for the Sonic Society as we feature a show from Club 50 Audio. Until then, I'm Jack Ward. For David Ault and all of us here, good night.
The Sonic Society is written and produced weekly by Jack J. Ward and David Ault, with original music by Sharon B. at SharonB.com. All features, interviews, and audio drama shorts are owned completely by their originators and provided to the Sonic Society by Creative Commons licensing. The Society itself originates from Halifax, Nova Scotia, Canada. Thanks for listening.
This has been an Electric Vicuna production.
Monday Matinee on the Mutual Audio Network always means a potpourri of entertainment, drama, comedy, action. Whew, it really stimulates the mind, don't it? Well, a great way to get your mind back into neutral gear is to catch Bells in the Battery on Friday Follies and Sunday Showcase. Silliness is the best cure for mental stimulation. Bells in the Battery. Always odd, always family friendly. If only I could convince my family to listen to it.